So we began discussing this concept called a chiv klapi the chefta, if you remember. In fact, in the case of tzitzis, the Rav Zichron Levracha wanted to say that there are two obligations in tzitzis. There's the chovas gavra, which means to make sure that you're wearing a beged that's mitzuyot, and at the same time, even if the chovas gavra is not extant, you know, there's still something called the chovas chefta. And for example, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have something called a ksus yom, and a ksus yom is chayav even belaila. And the Rav Zichron Levracha tried to reconcile that with the famous principle that tzitzis noshim pturos, because the Gemara establishes that tzitzis is a mitzvah seishes by grama, because the reisim also only applies by day and not by night. So it's a strange kind of thing that on the one hand, Rabbi Tam says I can be and I'm obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis at night if I have a begin yom. A lot of people are mistaken about that. You know, they take off their tzitzis at night. They really, if the tzitzis are there for the yom, you should really continue wearing them at night. But on the other hand, we say Laila loves my tzitzis. So how do we reconcile this? Rabbi Tam is obligating me to wear these tzitzis at night because it's a beged yom, and at the same time we call it a mitzvah seishes v'ein groma, and the mitzvah only applies by day and not by night. So the Rav Zichron Levracha wants to suggest that Rabbi Tam held that there were two parts to the mitzvah, two obligations in tzitzis. There's one is the chovas gavra, and that is only obligatory by day and not by night. But then there's something called the chovas chefza. Now, the chovas chefza is klapi a beged that generates a chiyuv tzitzis. What kind of beged? How do I decide the shame beged? It's got to be a ksus yom. If it's a ksus yom, that means a beged that's designated for day wear as opposed to pajamas or something like that, then the chefza, the beged, needs tzitzis. So even at night, I have to put tzitzis on this beged because of the chovah klapi the beged, not because of my chovas gavra. It's almost like the same as the Mandiyomer Menachas that says that even if I have a kli munach bekufsa, I have to put a tzitzis on the four corners of the garment. That's a chovas chefta. I'm not even wearing the beged.
Yeah, but that's the rabbanim. Is that the raisa?
That's the raisa. We don't pasken like that, Mandiyomer. We pasken that tzitzis is a chovas gavra.
Yeah.
But a chovas gavra means that I'm obligated to wear the beged, and only when I wear the beged, if and when I wear the beged, is there a chiyuv. But the Rav is now saying something very revolutionary, saying that even though tzitzis is a chovas gavra, there's also a chovas chefta, klapi the beged itself. And even in a situation where I don't have a chovas gavra, I may have all the other conditions that engender a chovas chefta. What are those conditions? Number one, I need a maisa levisha. Number two, I need a beged that's a ksus yom. Once I have all these conditions, Rabbeinu Tam says that I need to put on tzitzis on this beged. Again, I have to have a levisha, and I need it to be a ksus yom. But Laila Lab's man tzitzis, that's only as far as the chovas gavra is concerned. In fact, the Rav pointed out that Rabbeinu Tam went very far with this, and he said that you could be docha kalayim b'tzitzis for the sake of this chovas chefta. So that means that, let's say, for example, I'm wearing a beged now that has kalayim in it. So we say gedilim tasalacha, even if it's got kalayim in it. But that's now during the day, because I'm being makayim a mitzvah, but at night, do I have to strip and take off the beged immediately? I can wear the beged even at night. What's going to be docha the isur kalayim? There is no mitzvah of wearing tzitzit at night. The answer is the chovas chefta. In the chefta itself, there is an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that's why if I wear this beged and you're worried about my violating the isur levishas kalayim, the answer is no. Since this is being beged is a beged of tzitzis, and there's a kiyum of tzitzis in the beged, that kiyum of tzitzis overrides the iser of kalayim, even when there's no kiyum gavra.
Yeah, but I find that hard to visualize because still the iser gavra on kalayim is still there, and he has no mitzvah. There's a
chefza
as a mitzvah, or there's a
mitzvah
of the chefza.
So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is machadish, that the dechia here, the koach hadocha, is not something extraneous to the beged. It's in the beged itself. In other words, the pagan itself is both tzitzis and kelayim at the same time, and the Torah says that the dimension of the tzitzis dimension of this pagan overrides the kelayim dimension of the pagan.
So you're saying that when as long as the kozman that there's a fee of tzitzis on this pagan, and there, it is mitzuyetz, that if there's kelayim in there, there's a new bria that's really basic tzitzis.
Right, and that bria completely nullifies and neutralizes the element of kelayim. So now I'm putting on a beged, and there's a kiyum vis-a-vis the beged of having tzitzis. That kiyum vis-a-vis the beged overrides the iser of kelayim that's inherent in the beged.
But it's still, if one of the tzitzis tears off, then all of a sudden
you're in trouble. Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Okay. All right.
Now, the Rav wanted to use this whole Shtickle Torah to understand why is it that every time you have another talis, you have to make another bracha. He says that in Esrog, you know, you make a bracha on one Esrog, you don't make a bracha on another Esrog. There's no point to taking a second Esrog. So the Rav said, because even if the Chovas Gavu is fulfilled on the first round with Begad number one, but nevertheless, as far as the Heft is concerned, every Heft of a beggar that has Dalit Kanfas, that's a Ksus Yom, and that you're wearing it now, requires Klapi the Heftza, Kiyum of Mitsuyats. So you have to put Tzitzis Klapi the Heftza. And that itself is a multiple obligation. Every time you come up with another beged, and that beged I'm going to wear, and it has dalit kanfis, I'm going to have to make a bracha. The bracha, therefore, is not on the chiyuv gavra, but rather on the chiyuv chefetz.
But again, Rebbe, isn't it so that if you're putting on a talis just lechavod and not the shame is for that you don't make a bracha?
There may be different definitions of levisha. You know, what constitutes levisha? Like, let's say I put something on in order to take it right off. Maybe that's not a levisha. So again, there are many conditions to set up the kiyum of tzitzis. Do you need a levisha, and it's got to be a bona fide, recognized levisha? You need a beged, it's got to be a bona fide beged, it has to have dalit kanfis. What happens if it has only three kanfis? What if it has five kanfis? You need yom and not lila. You need a ksus yom and not a ksus lila. You need tzitzis. What constitutes tzitzis? So there's so many different conditions that have to be fulfilled in order to set this up. But the Rav's Kiddush is that this concept of tzitzis chovas beged is la halacha l'maisa. It's not just something that appears as one day in the Gemara and then we reject it. No, even though we hold tzitzis a chovas gavra, but it's also chovas chefta. And yes, we showed him who say it explicitly. But that again brings us back to this point that we can have a personality, so to speak, in the object itself. So what I wanted to study with you is a piece in the Mishmeres Chaim of Rav Scheinberg. And this I should have it here. Oh, of course. One second, it should be here on the desk. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I found it. Here. I only have one copy right now, and this is Samach Gimel. But take a look at what happens here in terms of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
I think I have it.
The Rama Paskins in Perek Aleph Milchus Beis HaBechira that women are obligated in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but then he says Ein Bonin Beis HaMikdash Balayla, and Ein Bonin Beis HaMikdash B'Shabbos U'B'Yontif. So the question is: isn't the Rama contradicting himself? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Kiddushin that any mitzvah that doesn't, it's not continuous, there are times in which you cannot fulfill the mitzvah, that's called the mitzvah seishas mein grama, and noshim p'turos. So if the Rambam is telling you that the binyan beis hamikdash is impossible at night, then how can he turn around and say that women are obligated in the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash? So Rav Scheinberg offers the following distinction, and he says that there are two categories of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is a chovas gavra, and that requires a certain action, And then there's a mitzvah which is a chovas chefta, which means you have an obligation vis-a-vis an object to set up the object in a particular way, to rectify the object, so to speak, to be masaking the object. And the Rav wants to suggest the following, that as far as the chovas gavra is concerned, women are obligated. You'll ask me the question, but there's no binyan based on Migdash at night. So he suggests the following, that binyan based on Migdash at night is an issue of chovas chefza, meaning there is an obligation to build a base on Migdash even at night. Let's read his language. He says, Nira Lomar, excuse me, Dechiv binyan base habachira, eno maisa binyan atzmo. It's not a chovas gavra in the classical sense that is an obligation incumbent on the person to build the base on Migdash. El achiv hu liros she bona base on Migdash. The chiv is vis-a-vis the bais, that the bais should be built.
Where is the chiv altogether? Comes from where? What's the question?
The osuli migdash v'shachanti b'sochel. Parshas Truma. So now, how does this chiv express itself? Does it mean that physically I have to build the base on Migdash? No, he says any kind of sa'ad, any kind of help, or b'mamon, or shelling out some money so that they can build the base on Migdash, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah. And you have a chiv to be a partner in even in the finances of financing the building of the base on Migdash. So you don't need an actual maisa binyan, you know, physically building it. Says the Mishmeres Chaim, Hadi ein boni balayla b'yonta zed dafkal etzem abinyan aval es askus b'binyan shayach b'chol hazman. When the Rambam says you don't build the base on Migdash at night, he doesn't mean to say that we're alleviated at night from the obligation of building the base on Migdash. The obligation of building base on Migdash is not limited to the actual physical building, but it means doing whatever we have to do to facilitate that the building should be built. And that's something we can do even at night. We can't build the base on Migdash at night, but we can be busy at night organizing and aiding and offering whatever it takes to facilitate the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, where do we find such a thing? With regard to Mila. In the midst of Mila, the midst of Mila only applies by day, not by night. And yet the Gemara assumes that a woman should be chayav in mitzvah's Mila. The Gemara derives from a special pasuk that it says by Sara, it says Osa velo Osa, and that's a special patur of women from Mila. But not the classical universal patur of mitzvah sasechas man groma. So the Tosfos Reed explains, why does the mitzvah sasechas man groma apply to Mila? And the answer is because even though Mila is by day and not by night, but nevertheless there are various obligations, and he calls it his askus b'mila, certain dedications to certain things that have to go on even at night. You know, you can't just wake up in the morning and everything's ready for the Mila. You know, you got to get yourself a mohel, and you got to get a place to have the mila, and whatever his askus, whatever preoccupation you have to do. And that makes it into a mitzvah seisha einas man grum, because Lila is man mila, not for the maisa mila, but for the chova klape, the baby, that the baby should be nimo. Even at night, you have to take care of anything, preoccupies yourself with anything that would help facilitate the mila by day, and that facilitation, whatever the word is, applies even by night. That's the chovas chefza of meila. The same thing applies to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and we need a binyan Beis HaMikdash even balayla. The actual physical building of the Beis HaMikdash is only by day. Here I'd like you to see something on Tzadi Gimel, and I have two copies, so that's good. Okay. Now, what goes on here this you'll see on the bottom of page Sadi Bet. Okay, you're missing a few lines. I'll just fill in those lines for you. In Hilchas Mezuzah, there's an opinion that says that if you are setting up mezuzahs on many different houses, then you'll have to make a bracha on each house. And the reason is because halicha havi hefzek. When you walk from one bias to the other in order to put up the mezuzah now in the second bias, that's called a hefzek.
So what about between one and the other?
Oh, So what about between one room and the other? Apparently that's not called a halicha because you're still in the same reshus. And the same thing applies to bdikas chametz, that from one room to another, you don't make a new bracha. What about from one house to another? So if you take a look in Hilchas Chametz, Siman Taflam and Beis, it says that if you have Harbe Batim Livdog, you can patur up all the Batim with one bracha. Now why not say the same thing that you say to Mila, namely that the Halicha itself is a Hefsek, apply that same yardstick to Bedikas Chametz? Why in Mila you're saying it's a Hefsek and you go from one house to the other, you have to make another bracha, but in Bedikas Chametz, one bracha suffices. The Li Nira, he says in the second paragraph on the top of page Tzadi Gimel, Lechalek, the Gabi Mezuzah Machayev Shal Mezuzah Habayis, the Habayis Machayev Habayim Lekvah Mezuzah, the Chiyuv is inherent in the Bayis, just like we spoke about the Beged in the case of Tzitzis, that there's a Chovas Heftza in the Beged, here too in the Bayis is a Chovah copy of the Heftza. Which is really interesting because it could mean that if I live in your house, I have to put up the mezuzah because I still have to supply and equip the cheftza of the bayis with a mezuzah. Yes. He gives the example of a market, right? So market means that the bayis needs a market. And it's a matter of rectifying the bayis. And that tikkun habayis means a chiyuv klapi the bayis. Just like we said in Beis HaMikdash, it's a chiyuv to make sure the mikdash is built.
That's why you can't take the
mezuzahs
away when you're
somewhere
else.
Right, problem in taking the mezuzahs out. So he says, in Yeshlo Harbe Batin, each bias is a separate mitzvah. Elo what? There's halacha that you can patur up many different mitzvahs with one single bracha, but as long as they're mitzuraf, if the bracha is mitzuraf to the second mitzvah as well. But in the case of halicha, where he goes from one bias to the other, there the bracha can't be mitzuf to the second bias, but fundamentally every bias needs its own mezuzah, its own chiyuv, its own mitzvah, and its own bracha. Asher Enkei, he says, in contrast to the case of Bedikas Chametz, there's no chiyuv on the bias. The chiyuv is on the gavra, that he should be chametz free. And he has to be bodek in order to make sure that he has no chametz in his possession. All the rooms and all the batim are all one and the same as far as the chometz gavra is concerned. So basically, let's just summarize. In the case of binyan beis hamikdash, we have a chometz chefta, and that chometz chefta means there's an obligation to get that mikdash up. In the case of tzitzis, we suggested there's a chometz chefta. In the case of mezuzah, there's a chometz chefta. But in the case of Bedikas Chametz, the chiyuv is a chiyuv gavra, and therefore one bracha will suffice for many batim. On the other hand, in the case of mezuzah, where each bias is a separate chiyuv, a separate mitzvah, each bias requires its own bracha. Now I have something for you here on page Ayin Dalit.
No, it's still
I'm sorry, I'm paying Sadi Dalit. I made a mistake.
Still the Mishmer Shaim.
Yeah, the Mishmer Shaim on Sadi Dalit. Yeah, so one second. I think we did this already. I don't want to repeat what we did already last time. Oh. On page Peches, and I'm not sure, I think we never got around to do this. The Minchas Chinuch has a famous kasha. Those who say that a father should do the mila himself.
On Shabbos, you heard
that. No, I'm talking not on Shabbos. In general, that the father should not just, you know, give over a kavod to someone else and say, "All right, I want to honor you, and you do the mila." But if he appoints someone as a shliach, then we apply the principle of shlucho shel adam kemosa. So just to be machabit someone and say, you know, I want to give you this kavod, that's not acceptable. But to appoint someone as a shliach, now it stands in your, you know, as your extension that you can do. So what's the kasha? The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Samach Dalet, and the katan is kashal lamul, and the meal of a katan is valid. But we have a principle of ein shlichus l'katan. So the only reason why you're allowed to have someone else do the milas because he's your shliach. How can you then appoint a katan as a shliach? The katan is a lav bar shlichus.
That's not the only reason, is it? It's your shliach. It's not, I mean, yeah, yes, the chatila, you should be your shliach. But if you're not doing it, somebody else is doing it. He's not doing it as your shliach. He's doing it because it's a mitzvah, mutal al kol Yisrael, to see that the child is nirlatar.
Oh, that's important. To see that the child is mobile. Yeah. He says, nirlataritz. Ein ha-mitzvah etzem maisa ha-mitzvah. El ha-mitzvi sha'av tzorach liros sha'bino mobile. And that's why we said in the name of the Tosfos written before that even during the nighttime there's still a mitzvah because he has to prepare everything for the milah. Ha-mitzvah ain't a maisa chaticha el liros shebno yemol. So, and that's why the Tosfos written says even at night there's a chiyuv to prepare for the milah, to prepare anything that's necessary for the milah. So if that be the case, then a katan, even though he's a lav bar hachiv shlichus, but nevertheless, through the katan, he can see to it that his son is mo'.
Whose son is
mo'? In other words, the father can allow a katan to do the milah, and why is the milah's katan valid? After all, he's not a shliach. So the answer is because there's this other dimension to the mitzvah of milah, and that is what? Liros shehu mo'. So if he appoints a shliach, then he has fulfilled his chiyuv to see to it that his ben is mol. And even if that shliach cannot operate as a shliach, in mina osa shliach choshev ki'ilu b'no mol, shera means he saw to it shebeno yem mol. U'b'shlichas kazu, if the whole purpose of the shlichus is to make sure that his son is mol, is afilu kata mahani luzeh. To lo be'inan ribui shel shlichus velo shayach lomen shen esmaid katan mishlichuzu kevin dal kolponim hasfaro meres sheyeh shlichus kidei liros shebeno hu mo.
So who makes the bracha on the mitzvah milah?
Ah, that's an interesting question. Who should make the bracha? If you're saying that the katan is a shliach, that would be interesting. Then maybe the mishalech can make the bracha. But if you're saying there's no real shlichus, but just this is the way that you see to it that he, I don't know. I can hear Svaris going back and forth. Yeah. The Svaris going in both directions. Now, there's a discussion here about Ner Chanukah. What would you say in the following case? We said that if you have many different houses and you're putting up mezuzahs in each house requires its own bracha. We said if you're doing bedikas chametz, you have many different houses, then there's one chiyuv bedika klapei all these different houses. What's the deal with regard to many batim and ner chanukah? Should we say that each bias requires its own bracha? Or should we say, no, it's like bedikas chametz, one bracha will suffice for all the different batim?
Either different people living in each house, or do you mean just one malabas owns 6 houses?
Yeah, let's just, again, I don't know if Ner Chanukah Yishuv Beis Ov means technically in Chol Shein Mishpat he owns the house. Maybe rental would be enough.
Well, that's all right, I don't care.
I would say living in the house in this case, like Dira in the case of Mezuzah, Dira in the case of Ner Chanukah, but you're right, you're raising a very interesting question. But here's the issue, he has more than one house, whatever you define it, he owns more than one house. Does one bracha suffice lahadik neir shacharik for all the different batim, or is each bias a separate machayev? Is it a chovas gavra to see to it that you know the neiros set up on all your batim, or is it a chovas chef to copy the bias that each bias requires you to equip the bias with a neir dol?
I didn't know there was a chiyuv to make it to light chanukah candles in every house you own all together.
Well, so l'chor pashtus, you're yotzei with one house. Why do you have to do it in the other house? So the halacha is that he has to light in every bias because of chashoda. And the Prima Gadol says that since he has a chashoda, somebody's walking by and he doesn't see a ner chanukah and he knows who owns the house, therefore he makes a bracha on it. That itself is a pella of a chiddush, because usually when the mitzvah is only mishum chashada, the yisem nekiyim, we don't make a bracha on it.
Well, leave that as. So according to the Prima Gadol, if I own many different batim, and I have to make a bracha on each one of the batim, is it basically one bracha fits all, or each bias needs its own bracha? What's the paradigm for Adlokas Nechanik? Is it Bedikas Chometz where one bracha suffices, covers all my batim? Or is my paradigm the case of mezuzah, where each bias requires its own mezuzah and has its own bracha? Which one would you say? In my mind, it's clearly a chovah klapi the bias. Why? Because the chovah's gavra, he was already mekayim on the first bias. There's another issue with regard to the second bias that has to be equipped with a ner chanukah. That's already in the bias. And that's why the brisa, the famous brisa, says mitzvahs ner chanukah, ner ish ubeso. You know, the emphasis on the bias.
Why is it very?
For every single bias would require its own bracha.
So yeah. It's very simple to say, you know, if he has a few houses in town, he has to bring matik in each one. But what if he has a house in New York and he has his other house in Florida?
Yeah.
So what is he going to do?
Meaning, how would one bracha be enough in any event? Each bias needs its own bracha. But you're saying, what would be if you hold the other way, that one bracha covers all the batim?
But who covers all the batim is not a problem, but the problem is if it doesn't cover all the batim.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if one bracha calls all the batim and he's got to get on an airplane and fly south, you know, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's much smoother to say no, it's not one bracha for all the batim. Each bias needs its own bracha.
But who's going to do? So what happens? Is he over on anything because he's the bias?
I guess he can appoint the shliach. Right?
He has to.
Yeah, he'll have to appoint the shliach. Here I have a whole discussion here, but we'll leave this for a different time as to whether or not Bikurim is a Chovas Gavra of Havas HaBikurim, or no, it's a din in the Heftza of the Bikurim that since they were sanctified, you have to bring them on the Mizbeach. Now I have here a discussion about Ner Chanukah and a question of Shlichus. Normally, we have a rule that a mitzvah requires the gufo shel adam. You have to do it yourself. I can't ask you to put tefillin on for me, to wear tzitzis for me. I can't ask you to go to mikveh for me. It's a chovas gavra, and therefore, is no shlichus in mitzvahs. But there are various exceptions and cases in which shlichus operates. For example, there are those who accept shlichus in milah. And there are those who say, no, there's no such thing as shlichus in milah. And I think that machlokus really could be reduced to this fundamental question of chovas gavra versus chovas heft. If the chov is a chovas gavra, then there's no shlichus in mitzvahs. Why is the exception to the rule a case of milah, where shlichus does operate? The answer is because...
Or is that capable of doing it?
Right. In other words, before we get into the, you know, can he or can he not, I'm just suggesting that if the chova is to make sure that his son is gemalt, then
that's fine.
Let him send the shliach. I don't even need to get into the nitty gritty details of what shlichus is and how it operates. All I simply have to say is that his chova is copying the child, and the child has to be mol. And if he did his maximum to make sure that the child is mol, he was yotze. So I have here a Yad Ephraim. I'm just trying to find it. Give me a minute here. Oh, come in, David. So I want to study with you a discussion here about Ner Chanukah, since it's already Chodesh Kislev, and we're going to look at Simon Tov Resh Ayin Vav.
All this is based on a Gemara in Psachim and a Rush in Psachim. The Rush writes in Psachim that when you make the bracha on Ner Chanukah, you should recite the bracha with a lamet, lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Yeah, this is a page that we did yesterday, but we're doing this page now. Okay. God willing, I'll try to photocopy a few a little bit later.
Okay, fine.
And why does the Rush say that the Nusach should be lehadlik Ner Chanukah? L'chora, the Rush himself is bothered by this. Efshar lasal sayyidei shliach. Whenever you have a possibility of sending a shliach for a mitzvah, the bracha is al. There may be other rules why you make a bracha ba'al, but one of them is if a mitzvah can be fulfilled through a shliach, you make it ba'al. So he writes, urcha de milsahi, it's generally standard procedure, if you will, shekol adam madlik bebeso mipnei chavivus hanes, because we love the miracle so much, we don't give it away to a shliach so fast. You know, we try to do the mitzvah ourselves. If not for this urcha de milsa, then we would apply shlichus here, and therefore the bracha would be ba'al. But since it's urcha de milsa not to apply shliach, not to appoint the shliach, therefore it's lam. So let's go on record that the Rush holds that the shlichus for Ner Chanukah. The Bach, also there in Siman Tarfei Shayin Ayin Vav, seems to assume that there is shlichus in Ner Chanukah. He writes, Matzasi Bahaga, Adam Shehidlik Ner Chanukah, Yachal Lahadlik Leisha Ulevarch, Kigon Shomeres Etzlo Beshas Brocha, Albein Acher Nire Sheim Levarch. In other words, the Bach is assuming the following, that you can appoint someone as your Shliach for Ner Chanukah. For example, you can ask your wife to light Ner Chanukah. She represents you. She's your agent. But he says, you have to be there at the time that she lights so that you can make the bracha. So it's not the shliach who's making your bracha, but rather the shaleach is making your bracha. Now, I don't understand what's going on over here. Why is it that the mishaleach who's appointing a shliach to light for him has to stand there when the shliach is doing the, you know, the whole purpose, advantage of shlichus is that you can be far away and the shliach is here and he implements the shlichus. Oh, so what does this mean that the Bach is insisting that the person who appointed the shliach and he's chayiv in the midst of Ner Chanukah, he should be there at the time of the Lokin, he makes the bracha. He writes, nearly, this is the Haggah, again, the Bach is quoting a Haggah, I'm not sure who wrote the Haggah, but anyway, nearly, dafka dover amutal al gufo shel adam, ach lo bedover she nischayev bracha, ureuya, I'm sorry, veraya michala, Utruma shashliach mevarech below hamishalech. He says there are two categories of a mitzvah. One category is called a davra mutal al gufo shel adam, and the other is called a davra mutal al davar shenischayev. I think he's talking about our distinction. In the first case, when you talk about mutal al gufo shel adam, that's a chovas gavra. On the other hand, lo davashin is chayev bracha, that's a chefza. And he says the following, that in the case of chala and truma, the shliach makes the bracha, and that's fine. Why? Because that's not a davra mutal al gufo shaladam, but rather that's a davra mutal al davashin is chayev. The tfuah needs hafrasha. So when the tefuah needs a hafrasha, when it's a chofes chefza, then send a shliach, and that's fine. You don't have to be there b'shas bracha. But now we have a different category of a davar hamuta al gufo shalada. That's already a chovas gavra. And in such a case of a chovas gavra, then the Mishalech is the one who recites the bracha. Why is this so? Why is it that if you have a Chovas Gavra, then the Mishalech makes the bracha, if you have a Chovas Chefza, then the Shliach makes the bracha? Focus on the Chefza.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, why?
Because Chovas Chefza, and the Shliach is the one that is performing the thing right then, so the Chefza generates the
mitzvah.
And the person that's there is the one that's Mekayim in the path. But when it's a Chovas Gavra, the guy is mutal on the Mishalech
to make the bracha.
Right, so therefore he would make the bracha.
And in fact, I would go even a step further, Alan. Maybe what it means that if you have a Chovas Gavra, it's not really Shlichus. Chovas Gavra means he's the extension of your arm, what we call Yad HaRichta. Because a Chovas Gavra doesn't lend itself to Shlichus.
Correct. So therefore,
it comes out like this, that according to the Rosh, in the case of Ner Chanukah, there is Shlichus. And why? Because apparently it's not a Chovas Gavra, so you don't need a Yad HaRichta. But comes along the Bach, and he says, okay, let my wife light on my behalf, but I have to be there to make the bracha. The Bach is learning a whole different story. It's not midin shlichus, but rather midin yod harichta, because the Bach understands that the Maisad look is a Chovas Gavra. And you got to do it yourself, buddy. And if you're having her light for you, then she's your shliach. Okay, fine. But you have to be there for the bracha because you're the one who's being mekayim the mitzvah. The obligation is now totally yours.
But you have to say prepare. You just say amen.
Well, maybe amen is enough, but anyway, the bracha has to be his bracha. Oh. If he's not there, it's not going to be his bracha. But then, we can have the case of Truma and Afrash's Maisa, Afrash's Truma. There the chiyuv is klafi the chefza. So if the chiyuv is klafi the chefza, I can give over the chefza to the shliach. They say, you're in charge over here. You implement the mitzvah. And therefore the shliach himself becomes now the balabas. He slips into my shoes and now he makes the bracha. So this distinction between a chovas gavra and a chovas chefza we see is very relevant to many, many different halachas. Right? It's relevant, as we discussed before, in terms of Lila, like could you have a where you don't have a Chiyuv Gavra during the day, but you have a Chiyuv Gavra, you have a Chiyuv Chefz at night, so the Vinyan Beis HaMikdash continues at night.
Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay, I'm sorry, I have to leave early, so.
So do I.
Yeah, so we'll catch a few minutes, and if anyone could come a little bit later on, I just have to run over to Ms. Gavla Dach. I have to take care of a.
You want me to take you? You have a car.
Where's your car? Is it near here?
It's on Rakevet.
On Rakevet. Now I'll probably get there faster by foot.
No, probably not.
No?
It's a block away.
Rakevet is only a block away?
Yes.
Oh, alright, so I'll take you up on the offer. So this way I can speak for another 5 minutes and make it on time for my...
I have to leave on a quarter of.
No, I'm leaving in 5 minutes to get this ultrasound.
So it's not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, David?
We were saying yesterday, we were talking about the talus, and you said the talus is both the chefza and the gavra
right.
Is chiyuv.
Right, two dimensions.
So how would that affect the shlichus regarding the talus, for example? Wearing the talus.
Ah, well, no. In the chovas gavra, I'm sorry, in the chovas chefza of talus, the precondition is levisha. Mm-hmm. And for levisha, there's no such thing as shlichus, so I can't ask you to wear the beged on my behalf. But when is a chiyuv to be masake in the chefza? Like, for example, I have truma, and now, I'm sorry, I have tevel, and now I have to take off truma. That's something that I can send a shliach for because it's a chovas chefza. Whenever you see shlichus, you know it's a chovas chefza. If there's shlichus in a chovas gavra, then it's going to be yod harichta, and the mishalech is going to have to make the bracha. So, for example, in the case of Ner Chanukah, if the Rosh is right, that there is shlichus in Ner Chanukah, it means the chiv is klape the chefts of the Ner, the chefts of the bayis, that the bayis should be equipped with the Ner, and therefore I can appoint the shliach. Let the shliach make the bracha. The Bach, on the other hand, insists that the mishalech make the bracha, because he's understanding that Ner Chanukah is a chovas gavra, and it doesn't really lend itself to shlichus. And if you're asking your wife to light on your behalf, it's because she's
you know, she's Yod HaRichta. She's actually an extension of your arm, you know, so to speak. But therefore, you're the one who's obligated. He can't hand over the reins of this obligation to anyone else. When it's a Chovas Chefta, then I can appoint the Shliach, and he's now in charge. I give him the reins. He has to see that the truma is taken off of the temple, and therefore he'll make the bracha. It's no problem. But when it's a chovas gavra, that doesn't lend itself to shlichus. You have to do it. If you can ask someone to be your yod harichta, that's fine. But you'll have to make
the shliach to be mekadesh isha for you.
What do you say?
You said that the shliach to be mekadesh an isha.
Yeah, you don't mind. It's just a little cold water. Not too cold, though. Yeah.
So what is that? Who's the cold is it's got to be a cold scabra.
Right. So first of all, you know, when you talk about shlichus l'kedushin, you have the ma'isakinyan of the kedushin.
Yeah.
And as far as the mitzvah is concerned, I'm not sure there is a mitzvah of kedushin. It could be the mitzvah's period of review. But if you hold that there's a mitzvah of kedushin, then l'chor you have to do it yourself. Thank you so much. So the shlichus is meaningful as far as the kiyum of setting up a kinyan. But as far as the chovas gavra, I don't know that shlichus will amount to a kiyum of chovas gavra.
When the shliach is the chovas chefzer, shliach makes a bracha. Is he making it on behalf of him? The shliach is doing the action, or is it on behalf of the one who sent him to do the action? Is he saying the bracha for himself?
That's an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that question. No, it's complicated because on the one hand, if I'm giving the reins over to him, he, so to speak, takes on the responsibility.
Sounds like it is.
Okay, Rabbi Osei, we'll stop here.